Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 16, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Citi Treasury and Trade Solutions partners with Pismo. Citi TTA has partnered with Brazil-based banking and payment software company Pismo to improve the former's corporate demand deposit accounts. Intrust and Intexas to boost payment enablement for banks in LATAM. U.S.-based security software provider Intrust and Colombia-based solutions provider Intexas have partnered to enhance LATAM bank payments. Strike expands, send globally, to Mexico. Strike, a global money app for payments in Bitcoin, has launched its Send Globally service to Mexico to facilitate remittances from the U.S. NetCetera's 3DS server receives certification from EFTPOS. Switzerland-based software company NetCetera has announced that its 3DS server has received certification from Australia-based EFTPOS. One World Rental partners with Square Payment Systems. UK-based provider of IT solutions One World Rental has partnered with Square Payment Systems to expand into Spain and deliver payment solutions for Primavera Festival. Avalara launches plugin for OpenAI's ChatGPT. Cloud-based tax compliance automation provider Avalara has announced the launch of an integrated sales tax calculator plugin for OpenAI's ChatGPT. Identfi and LeakyX to streamline identity verification. Lithuania-based fraud management service provider Identfi has partnered with LeakyX to augment payment fraud detection and prevent fake account from subscribing to LeakyX. PayTabs deploys Modirum 3D secure payment solutions. Saudi Arabia-based payment solutions provider PayTabs has announced a strategic partnership with a global brand delivering 3D secure solutions, Modirum. BlackRock filed with the SEC for Bitcoin ETF. Global asset manager BlackRock has filed an application with the Securities and Exchange Commission to offer a spot Bitcoin exchange-traded fund. Binance. U.S. in talks with the SEC to avoid a full asset freeze. Binance. U.S. has engaged in talks with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to work on a deal that avoids a complete asset freeze. BIS and Bank of England complete CBDC project. A pilot project involving central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, jointly run by the Bank of England, BO, and the Bank of International Settlements, BIS. Colombian Central Bank partners Ripple for blockchain pilot. Colombia's central bank is testing how Ripple's new end-to-end CBDC platform could help boost the country's high-value payment system. Citi TTS selects Pismo for deposit account service. Citi Treasury and Trade Solutions, TTS, and Pismo, the next-gen banking and payments software company, jointly announced their relationship in which Citi will use Pismo's technology platform to help strengthen Citi's corporate demand deposit accounts, DDA, to clients worldwide. Saudi Arabia welcomes open banking. Bank Abilad has become the first financial institution in Saudi Arabia to offer open banking services. CFPB warns big firms on efforts to control open banking standards. As it prepares to introduce a personal data rights rule, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has warned that it will not allow big banks to skew open banking standards in their favor. FE Fund Info launches rebate and distribution channel management service. An initiative to help streamline the rebate management process and reduce administrative burden for asset managers is being launched by FE Fund Info, the global fund data and technology company. Emerging technologies are at the forefront of innovative authentication. Digital wallets are revolutionizing the payments landscape. EIF provides 50 euros MLN to Illimity Bank. The European Investment Fund, EIF, part of the EIB Group, has provided two guarantees totaling 50 million euros to Illimity Bank to improve access to finance SMEs in Italy. BBVA partners with AWS for data-driven transformation. Spain-based bank BBVA has partnered with Amazon Web Services to deliver advanced analytics and data services in the cloud, furthering its data and AI transformation process. Squarespace to acquire Google Domains assets. US-based website builder software Squarespace has entered a definitive asset purchase agreement with Google to purchase the Google Domains business. The papers launches the Global Overview of Payments Providers 2023. The papers has launched the Global Overview of Payments Providers 2023, the most recent market analysis of key payment providers in the B2B and B2C commerce payments ecosystem. Bridger Pay launches PayWith, a new payment checkout offering. Cyprus-based payments platform Bridger Pay has launched PayWith, a payment checkout solution that enables users to pay with any mix of payment methods. Ripple partners with the Central Bank of Colombia. US-based blockchain company Ripple has partnered with the Colombian Central Bank to demonstrate the utility of blockchain to the general public. EBA Day 2023, keynote topic announced. EBA Day is just days away. Both FinExtra and the Euro Banking Association are gearing up to welcome guests in Madrid on the 20th to the 21st of June. Revolut launches premium plan. Revolut, the global financial super app with 30 million customers worldwide, launches its new ultimate membership plan, Ultra. With over 430,000 people on the waiting list in the UK and Europe, this new top-tier plan boasts exceptional perks and aims to spearhead a new category of refined luxury. Binance quits Netherlands after failing to get license, faces French investigation. Binance's regulatory woes continue, with the crypto exchange forced to exit the Netherlands and facing up to a French investigation in aggravated money laundering. Delta Capita unveils DLT venture with Montis as anchor client. Agora Digital Capital Markets. Agora, the creator of the pre-issuance workflow collaboration tool, Agora Platform, and Montis Group. Montis, a pioneer in central security depository, CSD, utilities for digital securities, have agreed a strategic partnership to create an end-to-end platform for conventional and digital securities in the highly regulated fixed income markets. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.